of those hoary volumes which rest in chambers outside the scope of present human knowledge, until now known only to the moonstruck and the opium-eater. No man is better qualified to explore those obtuse speculations of a metaphysical cast which redeem the excesses of the rationalists. His proposed work, Cryptos, bids fair to be a most notable production. It was the manuscript of Cryptos which I sought above all else. Ariel had started work on it before his enforced flight from England, and in all probability carried it with him across Europe throughout his exile. It was to be the magnum opus which would secure his reputation. But it seemed that he never finished it, and I came to believe that he took the uncompleted manuscript with him in 1880, when he travelled northwards, towards his strange, planned death within the Arctic Circle. I intended to follow in his footsteps, and I had traced his movements to his final resting place at the town of Carnswillock. It is a place not to be found on any map, a place that seems to have appeared from the snow and the ice and disappeared again after Ariel's arrival. But I knew it to be located somewhere in the Varinger Peninsula. And so, in 1940, at a time when the Nazis occupied virtually the whole of Europe, I undertook